Let's go to the Cardio Newsline, and we will be visiting right now with our guest who's joining us here on the Cardio Newsline, Jessica Miller. And Jessica, good morning. Family Fun Day is coming up this weekend. This should be a lot of fun, and hopefully the weather will hold up.
Oh, absolutely. Good morning. Yeah, Family Fun Day. If you have not attended this, you've got to come out. And those of you that have attended, you know what I'm talking about. So Family Fun Day down at Fountain Creek Nature Center is Saturday, May 4th. It's from 10 to 2 p.m. This is a huge event, and it's so fun. It's $5 per person, but listen up. If you are active military, bring your ID because your whole family gets in for free, and we love that. So you're going to get to explore a variety of outdoor activity stations. We've got the Dinosaur Resource Center coming down with dinosaur fossils. Our volunteers will be leading bug sweeps and pond critters, making crafts. We're going to have a lot of STEAM partners. Think of 719 Kindness Rock, so get your art in. Cool Science, the 4-H group is coming with their petting zoo of critters. I heard there's lambs this year. And there's so much more. Papa Murphy's of Fountain is also on site, as well as Commissioner Gonzalez. He's going to be grilling up hot dogs, and Papa Murphy's is going to be grilling those pizzas on site, and that food is free after you've entered. It is this wonderful day celebrating springtime, family, friends, science, art. It is really beautiful. I think that it might be best if you've got kids, if you're bringing your whole family, friends, but honestly, like any age, you would get a lot out of it. It is so much fun.
All right. So that's Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I know the Parks Department does recommend pre-registration, right?
Yeah. And this is such a huge event that we're pretty lax about this one. Like, you don't have to pre-register. We're going to have a booth for you to check in when you get there. So it might go a little quicker if you pre-register, but don't worry too much about it if you want to wait.
All right, fantastic. Let's talk about from fun to frost. There's the Frost Fest at Bear Creek Regional Park. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking about this now as more of a family fun day for adults. So Saturday, May 11th in the afternoon, El Paso County Parks are teaming up with breweries across the region to host the SoCo Collab Frost Fest. This is a beer festival, and it'll feature collaborations from breweries of Colorado Springs and beyond. Colorado Springs craft brews are on the map for a reason. You might find me at a very weekly. I was at one last night. Breweries are going to pair up to tap a special collab beer at this event, so you don't want to miss it. All the proceeds are going to benefit our parks in the region. There also will be a judged beer competition and a chance for the participants to cast their vote for their favorite beer. Now, this one, I said it's kind of an adult family fun day in a way. So you got to be 21 years older or older to attend. So think of like May 11th in the afternoon over in Bear Creek Regional Park with beer. Like,
wow.
That sounds good, right? And
yeah.
The springtime outside, I love it.
The grass is always green there, too. I love Bear Creek Park. And advanced tickets are recommended $30. A day of tickets, yeah. $40 if the event is not sold out. And you can register at El Paso County NatureCenter.com. Also, this forest bathing, this should be a lot of fun, too. It's kind of the opposite of what we just talked about.
I was thinking the same thing. If that SoCo Collab Frost Fest sounded like maybe too much, think about on the other side, happening at the same time, the other side of Bear Creek Regional Park, down at Bear Creek Nature Center, we've got forest bathing. This happens pretty regularly at Bear Creek Nature Center, and you might want to check it out if you never have before, something to experience that's new. So you'll experience the therapeutic practice of Shinrin Yoku and awaken your senses with a slow, mindful walk through the woods and a beautiful tea ceremony. So maybe this one is a little bit more calm, slowing down, resetting for spring and summer. You can find out more information about forest bathing itself at listeningpines.com. Summer at Listening Pines is our partner that guides this. Prepaid registration for this one is required, and it's $30 per person for a 2.5-hour guided forest bathing practice.
Excellent. Jessica, always great to catch up with you. Looking forward to the next time. Thanks again. Have a great weekend. Have fun.
Thank you so much, y'all. Have a good one.